Hello, friends. David Lankford here today, and I want to speak to you just for a few minutes. When I'm teaching Bible in the radio programs, I try not to get distracted with current events and things that are taking place and stay on topic. But with all the things that are taking place in the world, I was just praying and meditating the other day and asking the Lord to give me something to share with you from the Word of God. And I want to share today from 2 Chronicles chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. And I think after I read the verses, you'll understand where we are. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Odid. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation. That word destroyed there in the Hebrew means beaten in pieces. And nation was destroyed or beaten in pieces of nation and city of city. For God did vex them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. I want to speak to you just a few moments about what's going on in our present world. The prophecy that Azariah gives to Asa is positive on one side, negative on the other side. He said, the Lord is with you while you are with him. We cannot walk with God and walk with the world at the same time. We have to make a decision. Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Secondly, he says, if you seek him, he will be found of you, meaning now right here in America, we need to be seeking the Lord. Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7 says, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, for he will be merciful unto him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah says, Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Unrighteous people do not have good thoughts. Their thoughts fundamentally are based on evil. So when men are wicked, their thoughts are not accurate by no way, shape, form, or fashion. Then Azariah tells Asa, if you forsake the Lord, he will forsake you. America is all but a God-forsaken nation. America is an evil nation. America is a wicked nation. And we are already beginning to see the results of wicked leadership. Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Every day it's becoming more arduous and more difficult to live and survive in America. Inflation is absolutely out of control. And it started the day that this new administration was inaugurated. They begin to sign executive orders. They begin to forsake and abandon the Lord more and more and more. And God said, if you forsake me, I will forsake you. Next, the prophecy says Israel had been a long time or a long season without the true God. America has been a long time, probably now pushing nearly 70 years without serving the Lord faithfully. In my lifetime, I have witnessed such a declension, such a demise in the entirety of America, and so have you. More and more people are reaching out to this ministry and very thankful and very grateful for the uncompromising message that we are bringing because they're starving to death. They are emaciated. I had no idea until we went on television the gravity, and the hunger and thirst that people have for the Word of God today, but they're unable to find it. They're unable to secure a pure, unadulterated message. Amos 8:11, behold, the day comes, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. It's hard to find a true, pure, unadulterated word from the Word of God today. Next, he said they had been a long time without a teaching priest. Now that's a very unique phrase, teaching priest. The teaching priest speaks of those who bring forth copious amounts of the Word of God, and it irrigates the soil of a man's heart. You see, if you don't have the Word of God in your life will become dry and parched. And so when he said there was no teaching priest, no one was irrigating the nation. Irrigation is a means of bringing water to a place that in essence does not have water. And of course, the water typifies Jesus Christ. John 7:38, he that believeth in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You see, when a man preaches the word of God, he's bringing copious amounts of spiritual water, which irrigates the land, and the land is no longer parched and can produce great fruit. This is why there's such fruitlessness, little fruit in America, because there are no copious amounts of the word of God being preached. So the land becomes parched. The land is parched in America. David said in Psalms 119, verse 9, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. The word of God will cleanse us and irrigate our souls. When Israel turned to God in their trouble, it says he could be found by them. God was faithful to them. America is in trouble because America will not turn to God. We must soon and quickly turn to the Lord. The time has come in the entire world when there is seemingly no peace. There is seemingly no peace. Here in 2 Chronicles 15 and 5, and in those times there was no peace. And he says, to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexations. The vexations in the Hebrew there means distress and tribulations. Needless to say, peace is being taken from the world. Now, we're told in Revelation 6, I believe it's verse 4, and I saw another rider on a red horse, and power was given to him that sat down to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another with swords. Well, we know in modern weaponry, we're not using swords that much, maybe a bayonet in battle, close contact. But it's mostly bombs, cruise missiles, things of that nature, Stinger missiles, javelins, what we're seeing actually in Ukraine. And so that spirit of Antichrist is on the scene. He's usurping. He's taking peace away from the earth. Then we're told that this vexation comes out on all the countries. Listen to that. verse 5, and in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. It's plural, countries. Seemingly, that's what's happening throughout all the countries. And Jesus prophesied, Mark 13:8, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be earthquakes in divers places, famines and troubles. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Matthew 24:6, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nation was destroyed of nation, city of city. God did vex them with all adversity or with all distress. Look at verse 6, 2 Chronicles 15, verse 6. And nation was destroyed. Now, this is going to sound grievous here. Nation was destroyed or beaten in pieces of nation and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Look at the cities in Ukraine. Do they not look like they're beaten into pieces? We're in a very, very tenuous hour here in America. There's a whole lot going on that we need to seriously consider right now. Russia and Ukraine, China, Taiwan, Israel, and Iran. This is one of the greatest opportunities. Also, North Korea, South Korea. This is one of the greatest opportunities for a world war to break out. And God said here in his word that he was going to send great vexations upon all the inhabitants of the countries. He's not talking just about Israel. He's talking to all the countries around them. We're seeing it in America. Just the other night in Erbil, Iraq, Iran launched missiles and hit our consulate. Now, no one was killed, but the weak leadership from Biden is now allowing Iran to rise up and fire missiles over the Middle East with no concern of what might take place, no punitive punishment. Now, the Houthis, that's a particular Islamic religious sect. The Houthis out of Yemen, Iran is giving them all sorts of weaponry to hurt the nations in the Middle East, like the Saudis, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, all of those small countries. And because Iran is doing that and Joe Biden does nothing, that's why the Saudis wouldn't even take Biden's phone call when he wanted them to start pumping more oil. You can see the entirety. Everything is becoming profusely distorted as never before. They wouldn't take his phone call because he's not doing anything to stop them from giving the Houthis military power and armament to threaten the other Middle East nations. And last but not least, can you believe Russia is mediating with us and Iran on the nuclear deal? Russia is our advocate, mediator, our go-between. That is hard to believe. That shows you how corrupt our government is, and that shows you how determined they are to destroy America as a nation and bring on the New World Order and the debut of the Antichrist. In my heart and my spirit, there's something terribly wrong with what's going on in Ukraine. This is more than just a war. I believe there's something secretive, something terribly concealed, so that you and I cannot know the truth. Thus, I encourage you to keep praying and seeking God. When I was asking God, give me something to help the people, I believe he directed me here to 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Vexation, distress, tribulations, fear, anxiety, trepidation to all the countries, nation against nation, cities against cities. And who did this? God sent this vexation, or God allows it to take place. But at the end of the day, God is removing his hand and allowing evil things to take place in the earth. Keep your eyes upon Jesus, the Lord Christ, And I cannot overly emphasize the need to be people of prayer at this time. You must pray. When you pray, you're exhaling your humanism. You're inhaling the Spirit of God. That's the essence of prayer, ridding yourself of who you are, your tendencies, and inhaling the Spirit of God, the Spirit of grace, to change your life and to change it for the better. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your prayers. Please share the ministry with everyone you can. For those of you who have direct television, you can find us on channel 376 each Tuesday night at 10 p.m., each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. If you have Dish Network television, we're on channel 262. Channel 262, and again, it's on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. and Sundays at 10 a.m. And if you can't see it at all, each TV program is posted the following week on our website. So that way you can keep up with what's going on in the television ministry. And thank you for your prayers. For us a spot on Daystar. I'm believing God to open a vast, great door that this message of the cross and the Word of God can go forth as never before. Thank you for your prayers, your love. Thank you for calling my name, this ministry's name, my family here. Thank you for everything that you're doing for the kingdom of God. Until next time, may the Lord God of Abraham forever order your steps in his most holy word. Thank you very much.
The Voice of Evangelism with David Lankford is brought to you by the faithful listeners and supporters throughout America. If you're looking for an uncompromising message, we invite you to tune in each week to The Voice of Evangelism. For more information, write to The Voice of Evangelism at P.O. Box 502, Kayser, North Carolina, 28020. That's P.O. Box 502, Kayser, North Carolina, 28020.